Copy, Lyle, see mobile. Okay, 8FI mobile, meeting night.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? W8RD.
Yeah, not too bad. We got a person going to take their test, so I got to be there as a VE. Normally we have more than one, but tonight it's just one, so... They start at 6 o'clock, but, you know, the meeting's at 7. 7? Oh, anyway. I'm on the way there. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. You know, just been playing POTA here from home. You know, I've got all the setup to go out in the field and actually do an activation, but, you know, it's cold. I don't feel like sitting there, a truck running, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So, how many times a year do you guys do VE testings?
They run a class now and then, and I think there was like 7 from the last, no, 12? I don't know, there's a lot. But this one here is, I don't know who the person is, but it could be a walk-in from another county or whatever, who knows. We're posted to give VE tests the first... second Sunday of the month, so we can have 5, 6, you know, it varies, but when we teach the class, we got the class, you know, whatever, I think we have a size set, maybe 12, so I think so far, oh, it could be the guy, they didn't take his test last month, he put it off till this month from the class, that's what I'm thinking right now, but. We could give all the class, all the techs, general, extra, whatever, you know, wants to take the test.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Yes, I remember 35 years ago helping teach a class, and actually I was doing the Morse code end of it, which was, you know, back then kind of required, but... So anyway, very, very good. So once a year, you guys are teaching a full class?
Actually, I think we've done it quicker than that. I know at least once a year, but it could be maybe every 6 months, but just trying to do it as much as possible. I don't know if there's anything set in stone. I guess it all depends on all the volunteers on how much time they got.
Yeah, very good. It's been really interesting watching the resurgence of ham radio and how the popularity of ham radio has just exploded over the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, which is a good thing. I'm sure you've been on there and played POTA before, and it amazes me how many people are out there.
Yeah. I got quite a few POTA contacts and FT8 and FT4 and FL Digi and GSA, anyway. So, and we're set up for Winter Field Day and Ice Jenny and Mr. Buddy is going to be nippy. There's almost 75 members right now in the club, so we'll get it all set up. We got 2 85-inch TVs, I think, on the wall. And one board in between, so yeah, we got it all set up real nice.
Ah, very good. And where are you guys doing Winter Field Day at this year?
I can't say Garrett's house, a member on the the roster there. I can't remember K-8 or K-A-8 or K something. K-U-K or something like that. Anyway, I can never remember his call. Or anybody else's except my own. But down in Metamora area, so not too far.
Ah, very good. Yeah, that's another thing, Winter Field Day. We didn't have that 30 years ago. And so that's another thing that's got people excited. I, you know, I hear guys on the HF bands talking about the last few days. WA8RD.
Yeah, my first time, I have not partake. I was going to do it last year before, and it's like, didn't get everybody, you know, going and, or interested enough. I don't care. Whiskey, Delta Whiskey.